What the Bible says about money, weddings, and keeping perspective is a conversation worth having long before the invitations go out. Wedding season has a way of turning even the most level-headed couple into a spreadsheet of stress. Between venue deposits, florist quotes, and family opinions about the guest list, it becomes easy to lose sight of what the day is actually for. Scripture has quite a bit to say about money, and even more to say about keeping our hearts anchored while we spend it. If you are planning a wedding right now or walking alongside someone who is, this is a good moment to slow down and think biblically about both the budget and the bigger picture. Weddings have always involved money. In biblical times, families negotiated dowries and hosted feasts that could last for days. The wedding at Cana, where Jesus turned water into wine, happened at a celebration large enough that running out of wine would have been a genuine social embarrassment for the host. Even then, weddings carried financial weight and social expectation. What the Bible says about money and weddings is not that spending is wrong. Celebration matters. Joy matters. The problem comes when the spending becomes the point instead of the marriage it is meant to honor. Proverbs 21 verse 5 reminds us that steady planning leads to profit, while hasty decisions lead to want. A wedding budget built in a panic, chasing every trend in comparison, rarely brings peace. A wedding budget built with prayer and patience tends to serve the couple long after the flowers have wilted. The Bible does not treat money as evil. It treats the love of money as the root of many kinds of trouble, according to 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. That distinction matters enormously when you are staring at a florist invoice. Money itself is a tool. It can be used generously, wisely, and joyfully. It becomes dangerous only when it starts to control our decisions instead of serving them. Consider the widow's offering in Mark chapter 12. Jesus did not praise her because she gave a large amount. He praised her because she gave out of trust rather than out of excess. That principle applies directly to wedding planning. A couple who spends within their means, communicates honestly about finances, and trusts God with the details often walks away from their wedding day with far less regret than a couple who overspent trying to impress a crowd. Anyone who has planned a wedding knows the pressure is real. Pinterest boards multiply. Relatives have opinions. Vendors have upsells. It is easy to start measuring your wedding against someone else's and forget what the day is supposed to represent. Keeping perspective means remembering that a marriage covenant, not a reception hall, is the actual centerpiece of the day. Philippians 4, verse 11, offers a simple but powerful reminder. Paul writes that he learned to be content whatever the circumstances. That is not a call to settle for less than you hoped for. It is an invitation to find peace even when the budget does not match the vision in your head. Some of the most meaningful weddings happen in backyards, church fellowship halls, or small family gatherings. The setting rarely determines the joy. The heart behind it does. Talking about money before marriage is one of the healthiest habits a couple can build. Financial conflict is consistently named as one of the leading stressors in marriage, so starting the conversation during wedding planning sets a pattern for years to come. A few habits can help keep both your budget and your perspective in check. Set a number together and commit to it before you start shopping for vendors. Pray over big decisions instead of making them in isolation or under pressure. Ask whether each expense reflects your values or simply reflects what everyone else is doing. Remember that guests remember how they felt at your wedding far more than they remember the centerpieces. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 10, offers a sobering line worth sitting with. Whoever loves money never has enough of it. That verse is not a scare tactic. It is a warning that satisfaction rarely comes from the next upgrade, the next add-on, or the next comparison. Real contentment tends to come from gratitude, not accumulation. It helps to remember that a wedding is one day, while a marriage is a lifetime. What the Bible says about money and weddings ultimately points back to stewardship, humility, and trust. Ephesians chapter 5 describes marriage as a picture of a much deeper covenant, one built on sacrificial love rather than outward appearance. When couples keep that truth in view, the pressure of the budget tends to loosen its grip. Weddings will always involve financial decisions. That is simply part of hosting a celebration. But those decisions do not have to steal your joy or your peace. When money is handled with wisdom and the day is held with an open hand, couples often find that the wedding they can actually afford brings more genuine happiness than the one they felt pressured to create. As you plan your own celebration, let scripture shape not just your guest list or your color palette, but your entire outlook. Contentment, generosity, and trust in God's provision will serve your marriage far longer than any reception detail ever could. For more encouragement on building a marriage rooted in faith, visit Walking with the Lord at walkingwiththelord.net. For practical wedding planning guidance from a place of peace rather than pressure, explore more at Blissfully Wedded, blissfullywedded.com.